Sophronia intended to pull the dumbwaiter up from the kitchen to outside the front parlour on the ground floor, where Mrs. Barnacle Goose was taking tea. Mrs. Barnacle Goose had arrived with a stranger in tow. Meddling old battle axe. With the hallways patrolled by siblings and household mechanicals, eavesdropping was out of the question. The only way of overhearing her mother, Mrs. Barnacle Goose, and the stranger was from inside the dumbwaiter. Mrs. Barnacle Goose had decided opinions on reforming other women's daughters. Sophronia did not want to be reformed. So she had pressed the dumbwaiter into the service of espionage. The dumbwaiter disagreed with the whole idea of stopping at the ground floor and instead kept on going up all four stories. Sophronia examined the windlass machine at the top. Several lengths of india rubber strapping made up part of the drive mechanism. Perhaps, once the strapping was removed, the dumbwaiter might shake loose. The dumbwaiter had no ceiling. It was simply a bit of platform with a support cable on the inside and a pulling cable on the outside. Sophronia reached up and liberated the strapping. Nothing happened, so she took more. It was while she wrapped the india rubber protectively around her boots, her mother had been complaining about the state of Sophronia's shoes of late, that the dumbwaiter started shaking. Sophronia squirmed over to the pulling cable, but before she had a chance to grab it, the dumbwaiter began to descend. Fast. Very fast. Too fast. The loading door on the third floor sped past, and then the one on the second. Perhaps removing the rubber was not such a brilliant plan. As the top of the next loading door appeared, Sophronia dove forward, tumbling through it and into the family's front parlour. The top skirt of her dress caught on the lip of the door and made an ominous ripping sound. Unfortunately, Sophronia's grand escape coincided with one of the maids loading a half-eaten trifle into the dumbwaiter. Sophronia hit the pudding on her dismount. The maid screamed. The trifle arched up into the air, scattering custard, cake and strawberries all over the blue brocade and cream furnishings of the well-appointed parlour. The bowl landed in glorious perfection atop the head of Mrs. Barnacle Goose, who was not the kind of woman to appreciate the finer points of being crowned by trifle. Nevertheless, it made for quite the spectacle as the bowl upended the last of its contents over that good lady's bonnet. Until that moment, the bonnet had been rather smart, red with black velvet ribbons and crimson ostrich feathers. The addition of a trifle, it must be admitted, made it less smart. Sophronia, with great restraint, held back a triumphant giggle. That'll teach her to meddle.